KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 17 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a high this morning around 35 and temperatures falling during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, after about 25 minutes of discussion, the Atlantic City Council during a special meeting Wednesday evening voted 4-1 to seek sealed bids for the Atlantic Senior Center. The building will be sold as is with bids due by April 1st. The council has the right to reject any and all bids. Their decision means a 13.5 cents per $1,000 levy on property valuation will not be included as part of the fiscal year 2020 budget being finalized by City Administrator John Lund and City Clerk Barb Barrick. Councilman Gerald Brink was the lone no vote, with Councilpersons Dana Halter and Kathy Summers absent. Councilman Brink explained prior to the vote why he was opposed to the sale.
I think the repairs on the roof are totally overly estimated. I think that roof can be repaired for a lot less money than $36,000 or whatever the case may be. It's a shingle roof. That's my opinion right now, as I'm opposed to the sale.
During the discussion phase of the meeting, Elks Representative Mark McNeese said members of the Elks and representatives with the Senior Center met this past Monday to talk about how the two groups could share the building if the Elks took ownership.
Had a discussion on their concerns, our concerns, how things possibly could work. I think as we left it that night, I think we're both in agreement that if we were to get the building at some point, that's a big if, that I think we could work with them and they can be able to do what they need to be able to do in there. I don't think it'll interfere. There's still a lot of things that need to be worked out, but I walked away thinking that we had a pretty good understanding that I don't think we had any big issues that could be overcome.
That being said, McNeese said nothing was written in stone, but they walked away being okay with the possibilities. Gerald Hansen, speaking on behalf of the Senior Center, agreed the discussion was amicable.
Yeah, we've been on talking terms. I guess I can't add much to that. I think we probably can work with them.
The Elks had expressed their interest to purchase the building as is and replace the leaking roof. Earlier this month, McNeese said, "We did not come to the city to ask for this to be sold. We came to ask about bingo being there and if potentially seniors could run it a night and share." He said, "It's never been our desire, as some have said might happen, to kick anybody out in the cold." He said also that if the Elks bought the building, there would be minimal remodeling as necessary to accommodate their needs. "All we're looking at," he said at the time, "is for a potential new home, and whether it's that building or another one, it would not be an instant process, not on our part." There were some concerns among some of the audience at the meeting last night that if the Senior Center is sold to an entity other than the Elks, there won't be any place for the seniors to go. Mayor Dave Jones mentioned the Nishna Valley Family YMCA expressed a desire to serve as a meeting and activities place for seniors, but those in the crowd said it isn't possible without a membership to the Y, and that it wouldn't be feasible when the kids are out of school. Jones said the whole thing boils down to declining senior population and decreased use of the facility.
The senior centers serve less than 1% of the senior population in Atlantic, Iowa. You know, and it's not growing. It's going the other way. Attrition, sadly to say it, is taking the senior center out itself. I don't see nothing going on as far as, I can see more things happening at the YMCA, Heart of Heritage House, that have programmed itself that could benefit them more than you got the small group sitting there and benefit more. That's going to be behind it.
And the Atlantic School Board and representatives of the Atlantic Education Association representing the teachers' union met Wednesday evening at the Middle School Media Center. During the session, the board received and the AEA presented their respective collective bargaining proposals for the 2019-2020 school year. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News the union requested the district use a salary schedule, including teacher supplemental salary, or TSS money,
and a raise on the base of $990, and a couple of supplemental B changes, and they also requested that all the Appendix A get back into the contract.
The school district's proposal was to give $650 on the base minus the current TSS schedule and not age the schedule,
which would be a total package of 2.02 and approximately $136,000.
The two parties have not yet set the next closed meeting with the teachers' union.
Their leadership, as well as myself, will meet over the next couple of days to ensure that we all have the same information we're going from, and then also set up the next meeting when the two parties will see if they can come up with an agreement.
In other business, Superintendent Barber said the school board talked about the fact the district is on course to have an aviation program.
We've been accepted to be trained and have access to the aviation curriculum provided by AOPA, which is the Pilots Association. So we're pretty excited about that coming up next year.
More details on the program will be released soon. The school board has also set their next regular meeting on March the 13th as the date for a public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 calendar. Barber said also the weather has been a challenge this year, and because of the number of missed days and or required time for education, there are some changes to the current school year calendar. He said they're going to add the Friday before Memorial Weekend to make up the schedule. And the board also talked about going to school the following Monday, but given the time frame, they'll look at all ways possible to meet the minimum required hours for the school year. In the funeral announcements, Wesley Smith, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Wesley Smith will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Alan Larson, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Alan Larson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Leo Tucker, age 76, of rural Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Leo Tucker will be tonight at 7 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dorothy Christofferson, age 93, of Audubon, died February 7th. Funeral services for Dorothy Christofferson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Francis Louise Scott, age 94, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Carroll, died February 6th. Funeral services for Francis Louise Scott will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll. Richard Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Richard Wallace will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Harlan Carey, age 73, of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Harlan Carey will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Marjorie Carnes, age 85, of Marshalltown and formerly of Anita, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Marjorie Carnes will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Merle Turner, age 88, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life luncheon for Merle Turner will be held February 23rd at the Methodist Church in Atlantic. Also, John Harlan Jake Roach, age 71, of Stewart, died Sunday in Des Moines. A gathering of family and friends and memorial service for John Jake Roach will be held March 1st at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Elnor Knaus, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died January 31st. A memorial mass for Elnor Knaus will be held on April 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.